I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us today. Getting a college degree requires a lot of hard work and discipline, but for Eastern Michigan University student Ramon Williams, it's required even more. Ramon was homeless while pursuing his degree and wasn't always sure about his next meal or where he would sleep. But when Bridge Magazine did a story about him, attorney Victoria Burton Harris, who also works with homeless youth at Covenant House in Detroit, read the story and started a GoFundMe account for Ramon. I spoke with Ramon and Victoria last week, and I first asked Ramon how he had gone from living with roommates to not having a place to live.
Well, I was going to Eastern, transferred there. I was going for 2 years. Near the end of the second year, that the whole situation with my roommates was starting to unravel, and I figured I'd finish the semester out of my vehicle. And it didn't get to that point then because I went back home to take care of my grandmother. She told me to come back to college, and I was like, well, I'm not really working with that much money. I could probably get by with just having a vehicle and a couple of facilities to stay at and make my way until I graduate in hopefully a year.
So you slept in your car when you were homeless?
Yeah, I came here in July of last year, and, you know, just 2 months before the school started, just to get situated and to feel it out. And I was sleeping in my vehicle probably up until October or so. And then I think in November it snowed, and I realized I had to, like, rely a little bit more on the library, and plus I wanted some internet connection. So
what was the most important factor in getting through that period of sleeping in your car?
It's hard to say. I didn't really think about it. I just did whatever, you know, came to mind or came up, and I just got through it. I wasn't worried about, you know, how I was looking or necessarily my wardrobe or anything like that. I was like, let me get through this night, wake up as early as possible, get, you know, do some online work and figure out what I was going to do with school and go from there. It was just task related. Just get to the next step.
You were just doing what you felt you had to do?
Yeah, I was just, I knew it was a sacrifice. I knew I was doing something that was, could be potentially draining, that was sort of special, but I just thought it's something I had to do. And I was prepared not to tell anybody because it wasn't really, you know, no one really, you know, has to care about it. So it was kind of like, this is what I have to do.
You've been working two part-time jobs to pay for school, and you didn't have enough left over for a place to live. A lot of people faced with that choice would have spent their income on a place to live and sacrificed the education. Why did you make the choice you made?
Well, I knew that I wanted to finish this degree. I was this close to it. I didn't feel like putting it off until, you know, 2 or 3 years down the line or 5 years down the line when I have a career set. I just figured I could finish it now. I feel like I was sacrificing a lot, but it wasn't where I was completely depleted. I felt like I could manage saving up money and keeping my balance in the checkbook, so to speak, just to keep a level head.
Victoria, you're on the board at Covenant House Michigan, which provides shelter for homeless and at-risk youth. What did you think when you first heard Ramon's story?
Well, the first thing that touched me was the fact that this young man was from the very small town, the same small town that I am also from, Flint. And as you know, Flint is in national and international news right now for everything that's going on with the lead-contaminated water. And that's not, you know, that's the most recent of issues that our city has faced. And so anytime I see or meet someone that's from that same small town, I feel an instant connection to that person. And that was the same with Ramon. I read his story. He looks like me, African-American individual from the same hometown. And so I just felt that this person is family without being family, and I want to help.
Victoria Burton Harris lives in Detroit. She set up the GoFundMe campaign to help our other guest, Ramon Williams, a student at Eastern Michigan University who was homeless until very recently. Victoria, it's one thing to feel a bond with somebody else from Flint, but it's another thing to actually take action. What compelled you to take action? And tell our listeners what you did.
Well, I initially read the article that Ron French published on Ramon in the Bridges publication, Michigan Bridges, and I was starting to read through the comments, and I, like many readers, was wondering how can I donate funds to him or how can I get something to him. And I noticed that there was nothing set up. Ron French commented and said, you know, at this time, there is not a donation campaign going. Hopefully a reader or someone else will set one up. So I saw that as my opportunity to do exactly that. I set up a GoFundMe campaign. I sent the link to Ron, who then put it in a follow-up article and also in the comments of his original article so that people reading would have a way to get some donations to Ramon. And in about 3 days' time, we had surpassed a $10,000 goal and hit close to $30,000.
Ramon, how did you feel when you first heard about the GoFundMe campaign?
I was surprised. I mean, early on, I mean, I just thought when I told my story, I thought it'd be a really cool story for people to read, you know that some students have to sacrifice. This is what it takes for a lot of college students. And I didn't think much would come of it. And then, you know, people started adding me on Facebook and, donating to the magic program and trying to gift me and doing all sorts of things. So I was like, oh, this seems to be really taking off, so to speak. And then a GoFundMe page showed up, and I'm like, wow, cool. You know, maybe I'll get $10 or something like that. And all of a sudden, like, so much money was raised. It was honestly overwhelming at first, but then I viewed this as an opportunity for me to get to where I want to be, help the magic program, help students like me, and really give back to those who gave to me.
Tell our listeners about the magic program.
I joined the magic program in October after someone heard that I was homeless. They referred me to them. And
who runs the magic program? Is that an Eastern Michigan University thing or what?
It is. It's run by the Academic Services Department. There's the magic program is within that, and Joy Rencher runs that program, and I mean, she served as a therapist. You know, she's gave me advice, hooked me up with food or events that have food, and just assistance and pushing me to actually, you know, look for a place and changing my perspective on that. And they just help students with who have either been through homelessness or have been through foster care, both kind of difficult situation, so to speak. And they're doing everything they can. They're underfunded, but they were doing everything they can to help me out. And I'm glad to know that they're getting a lot of help from this as well.
I'm speaking with Ramon Williams, a student at Eastern Michigan University who was homeless until fairly recently. Also, Victoria Burton Harris is on the line. She lives in Detroit. She set up the GoFundMe campaign to help out Ramon. Victoria, Ramon's story is a great example of the community coming together to help somebody in need who really wants to make something of himself. But is it enough? Do you feel like more needs to be done to help homeless youth and college students? Are there more homeless college students than we might be aware of?
Absolutely. As Ramon's story's highlighted, this is quite an invisible population. A lot of times when we as a society or community think of homeless, we don't think of homeless youth. We think of the homeless that are visible to us on the streets. And that's also why the youth homeless population is quite invisible. The definition of homeless is not to be without a structure. That definition is very, very broad, and so many young people are homeless and we don't even realize it. If you are a couch surfer as a young person, you are technically homeless. If you do not have a stable bed in a room within a structure, you are homeless. And a lot of our young people, especially those in college, if they have limited funding and they're determined, like Ramon, to accomplish their goal, they will choose to spend that limited funding on their tuition, on their expenses, and not on the cost of living. And so you will oftentimes, when you're digging beneath the surface and exploring this issue, you'll oftentimes find that there are so many young people that are couch surfing and that do not have a stable home. So yes, our community came together and we did it extremely well and fast for Ramon, but it's not enough. There are many organizations that exist, like Covenant House, and programs like MAGIC that are out there that need donations, that need clothing, that need volunteers, that, you know, need tons of resources that they simply are not receiving because people are unaware of this issue.
Ramon, you want to work in radio or TV or information technology. What would you like to be doing in a few more years, 5 years, let's say?
Well, I mean, I'm still holding on to my childhood dream of being a professional wrestler, but if that doesn't work out, I still kind of want to be an actor. Performance is still dear to me, but obviously a more practical route for me would be to either do radio, be a personality or a DJ, or to actually just work freelance and on a bunch of films or TV shows and go from there.
How far along in your education are you?
Well, I needed an internship to graduate. I was able to grab two since the article came out. So I'm finishing that up, and I believe I'll be walking in April.
Very good. Well, we want to thank both of our guests. We've been speaking with Ramon Williams, a student at Eastern Michigan University, who spent some time homeless. Also, Victoria Burton Harris, who created the GoFundMe campaign that raised money to help Williams. Ramon, Victoria, thank you for joining us. Good luck, Ramon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.